Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Democrats on the national level right now are trying very, very hard to be the resistance to Donald Trump, as you know, and they're trying really hard to be the ones who stand in the way. But some of the lunacy that they're talking about here with the one big beautiful bill, literally, we're all going to die. That's what Chuck Schumer's saying. We're all going to die. But I'm going to get to that this hour. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. It's picture season. Make sure your smile is ready for that beautiful close-up from my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. This issue, though, with China, I don't want to lose sight of this issue for a moment, because these people who were caught smuggling something in, there was a story prior to COVID of something exactly like this at the same university in Michigan where people were caught smuggling in pathogens from China. This is pre-COVID. And a lot of people don't remember this story because it was one of those things where, you know, if you go back in time and, you know, you lose your sense of memory and you forget about things, but you go, all right, pre-COVID was a different world. But pre-COVID, people were caught doing exactly what these people right now were caught doing. And I think China is looking for global domination by taking the United States out economically to weaken our dollar so that the dollar no longer becomes the world's reserve currency. And they're in a rush here. They're in a rush. I'll tell you why. Because Trump is about to make India the country to use as the offshore exporting hub versus China. India hates China. China hates India. They're both nuclear powers. But China can't win a war. China can't win a war. So what China knows it needs to do is it needs to win economically. And President Donald Trump makes that very, very difficult for them to do. So I want to play this clip for you. This is in October of 2024, the Chinese ambassador came to Harvard and claimed China practices the people's democracy. And the school stayed silent. But when two brave anti-CCP students spoke up, they were assaulted. Harvard punished them and protected their attacker. This video was posted to social media by the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, cut number 7.
Harvard's motto, spelled out on its seal, is Veritas, the Latin word for truth.
when Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng visited Harvard's campus last April to proclaim that the Chinese Communist Party has always been a champion of democracy, it was an opportunity for Harvard to live up to its motto and confront him with the truth. Harvard failed to meet the moment. When two brave Harvard students rose to challenge the ambassador, they were physically assaulted. A young man, identified in the media as a fellow Harvard student and the son of Communist Party officials, dragged one of them from the room as Harvard faculty looked on impassively in the front row. The protesters, who only tried to do what Harvard had taught them, to speak the truth, instead found themselves facing a disciplinary investigation at the hands of Harvard University. Their assailant, on the other hand, not only escaped disciplinary charges, but Harvard went out of its way to protect him. Worst of all, a Harvard dean issued an apology to the purportedly CCP-affiliated student for the entire situation. Harvard is a private institution and is allowed to set its own policies, but it has both a moral and legal obligation to apply them equally, not to set one standard for the children of a totalitarian elite and another for its victims. Harvard must live up to its own self-proclaimed principle of veritas and comply with the law by applying those policies equally.
Okay, why would we continue to allow these schools to keep bringing in students from China when we know the Chinese Communist Party doesn't let students come here unless they got a job to do, and that job is to spy on the United States of America? As Scott Bessent was explaining this to Margaret Brennan the other day on Face the Nation, he was saying, we have to decouple the world from China. This is a problem for everybody around the world. It's not just simply the United States of America. We're talking about the entire world here. And that's the problem that we're all dealing with, is that China controls so much in the way of production, that decoupling from them is not just something the United States needs to do. Europe needs to do it as well. But if China can take the United States out economically, and they saw how we acted, not from COVID, but from that movie Contagion, I'm telling you, if you watch that movie, it was a great predictor of how we would react during a pandemic, which is we shut and locked everything down. Go watch that movie again. It was a pre-COVID movie, actually, and it was really good. Matt Damon's in it. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. Matt Damon's immune from the virus. Gwyneth Paltrow gets it from, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, what happens is that a chef comes out, shakes hands with her at a casino in Macau, and he was cooking something with a pig and didn't wash his hands, see? And then he shakes hands with her, but it came from a bat that, like, you know, pooped, and then the pig ate the poop, and then it started this global pandemic and blah, blah. Anyway, but the movie shows you how America would respond. So malls are shut down. There's quarantines, lockdowns. The CDC in the movie, actually, Lawrence Fishburne plays the CDC director. And in the movie, that's where they come up with the 6 feet guidance. It's actually from Contagion. And Fauci would later go on to admit that the 6 feet thing, he made it up. He just completely made it up. But the movie Contagion that came out was a Warner Brothers movie. It was from 2011. That's how far back it is. Steven Soderbergh, who's a really very talented guy. It's kind of funny. Jude Law plays this guy in the movie who is the equivalent of the guy who's proven right. Basically, like all the COVID skeptics were, that the conventional things don't work and they make him out to be a kook and they wind up arresting him and everything like that. Also sort of a precursor to how the United States of America would treat people who disagree with the authorities in charge, the people who are at the very, very top of the medical information community. So I think China watched that movie. I think they said that's how America would react. And then they worked on creating a bioweapon, an engineered bioweapon. In 2019, we get this cable from the United States Secretary of Energy, Dan Briette, who says, yeah, China's got the military involved here and they're working on this pathogen. They're working on this virus. We were funding this gain of function research, but up until recently, we were still funding gain of function research. What I don't know is what else was cooking in that lab in Wuhan or other places in China, because we never got access to it. We were never able to go to the scene of the crime. But what's never been answered to this day is what else was in that lab. Was it just COVID-19 or was it something else? COVID-19 was first released in the fall of 2019 during the Military World Games. The United States military was over there and a number of people reported flu-like symptoms, but we're talking about able, healthy-bodied men, the fittest of the fit. You're in the military and you're also competing in the Military World Games. So nobody got really, really sick, but they did have an outbreak in Wuhan. See, China doesn't care about their people, so they're not really worried if people die. But then nothing really happens until the winter of 2020. And just like in the movie Contagion, once the virus is out there, the United States proceeds to go on total lockdown. And we're dependent upon China for all of our medical supplies and everything else. China watched and saw that fiction became reality. I mean, it's scary. My wife and I rewatched Contagion. I remember this, too. It was Thanksgiving in 2019. We were down in Florida. Our friends, Freddie and Jeanette, let us stay in their condo right outside of Tampa. And we were there for a long weekend, just the two of us. It was one of those wonderful adult kid-free weekends. And, you know, we watched Contagion. Why not a happy global pandemic movie? Fun, you know, romantic. But the thing, my wife does not stay awake for movies that they have to be thrillers. Even thank God I lucked out in this. I lucked out in a lot of departments with her, but particularly the fact that she does not like romantic comedies. They put her to sleep. Thank God, with the exception of When Harry Met Sally. But so I'm off the hook with that. She loves serial killer movies and thrillers. I'm telling you, this is a woman to hold on to. So we watched Contagion. And then when COVID happened, I couldn't believe how similar it was to what that movie predicted in terms of how we would all react. So China watched, China learned. Trump's back in the White House after China was able to take him out. And they were. Look, if COVID had never happened, President Trump would have won re-election easily. The Super Bowl of 2020, the ad that played, fighter jets soaring over America. It was the morning in America evening edition ad as we watched it during the Super Bowl. He was on track to win a huge, huge re-election. And then the pandemic hit. It was not by accident. That virus did not escape from a lab by accident. Remember, I always tell you that I will never jump to conclusions unless I can back up what I'm saying by facts and evidence. And for years, I always said COVID came from a lab. I always said it was a lab leak. And I cautioned by saying that leaks can be intentional or a leak can be deliberate. I didn't know. Now I know. For sure, no question about it, it was deliberate. So these people get arrested for smuggling in this biological pathogen into the United States of America. Here's ABC News reporter Pierre Thomas reporting about this, a Chinese researcher in Michigan and her boyfriend, cut number four.
Calling a potential bioterror threat. Take a look at it under the microscope. This is Fusarium graminii arum, and it causes billions of dollars in crop damage each year. A pathogen that rots wheat, barley, and rice, and if consumed by humans, can cause vomiting, liver damage, and birth defects. This morning, two researchers from China are accused of trying to smuggle it into the U.S. to take it to a lab at the University of Michigan. Authorities claim that in July of last year, they allegedly caught a scientist from China with the fungus hidden in a wad of tissues in his backpack at the Detroit airport. Authorities say the scientist initially lied, claiming he was coming to America to visit his girlfriend and that he had no idea how the material got into his luggage. But later he allegedly admitted he smuggled the fungus into the U.S. to conduct research on it with his girlfriend, who was a visiting fellow at the University of Michigan, Michael.
Interesting. Hey, Matt, what did you say about the fungus, the name of it?
Oh, the ergot.
That's the same one in this?
No, that's something different. That was ergot was mentioned in the Last of Us clip that was played. But I thought it was interesting because you were talking about fungus people. That is ergot is basically a toxic fungus that grows on rye and other grains, and it causes people to hallucinate, act weirdly, muscle spasms, paranoia, and that was what the Salem witch trials are believed to be. A consequence of in 1692, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. People, I guess, consumed this fungus and acted erratically. And then they blamed witchcraft.
Wow. So you could theoretically become a fungus person.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I think there's a real chance you could turn into a fungus person.
You could be a fungus person.
By the way, I looked it up. It is technically fungus people and not fungi people.
You're not a fun guy?
No.
You're a fungus?
Fungi refers to the organisms themselves.
Hmm. I made a fungi pizza the other night. Mushrooms. The key to this, in case you're ever wondering, what you have to do is you got to saute the mushrooms. First of all, never wash mushrooms. Always wipe them down. And then you put them in a hot pan, a little bit of olive oil. You saute them to get all the juices out. Then you use paper towels to dry them. Then you put them on the pizza. Otherwise, the liquid in the mushrooms will come all over your pizza and you'll have a sloppy, soupy mess.
I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Mushrooms last night as well. I had it sounds terrible, but it was actually delicious. It was mushroom and kale lasagna.
Ew.
It was good.
What's wrong with you?
It was really good.
It's the most elitist thing I've ever heard in my life. Justin, what's with him?
Every day, he just surpasses. The bar is in hell at this point for him not doing something that just screams elitist. And every day, the bar just keeps going further and further down.
I prefaced it by saying it doesn't sound good, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was some of the best lasagna I've had in quite some time.
I wish I had a drop of you when you said the other day, weird. What did you say? You weird Ivy League.
Ivy League weirdo?
Yeah, Ivy League weirdo. That's it. I wish I grabbed that as a drop. You Ivy League weirdo.
That's good.
Kale and mushroom lasagna is not good. That's not lasagna, first of all.
It was a different take on lasagna.
Yeah, it's called an elitist Harvard take that nobody would actually eat in the real world.
I enjoyed it.
How much did you buy this?
I did buy it. Yeah.
How much did it cost?
Yeah, great question.
I don't need to share that with you.
Yeah, no, I think you do.
It was reasonably priced for the high quality ingredients.
How much?
That's not an answer. Justin is asking you a question, Matt DeSantis. I think you should answer him.
Okay.
I think
it was like $20 or something.
$20 for what? How big of a lasagna?
I mean, it wasn't the world's most generous portion, but I was full.
Wait, you spent $20 on a piece of lasagna, not even a whole lasagna.
Yeah.
I could cook lasagna for an entire family of 15 people for $20, and you spent $20 on that.
Yeah, but your lasagna doesn't have kale and mushroom.
No, it doesn't. You know why? Because it's lasagna. That is cultural appropriation to my people. I am disgusted by that. Your people, too, by the way.
I'm 100% Italian. It was a nice twist on the classic lasagna dish, and it was good.
What's wrong with him? This Harvard, like, they got a fungus in your brain is what I think. I really do. You've got some sort of fungi. I can't get over that. So this Chinese couple charged with smuggling, they hid the samples in the backpack because they knew there were restrictions on the importation of materials. He confirmed that he had intentionally put the samples in a wad of tissues so they would be less likely to find them and confiscate them. A federal court hearing Tuesday, a judge ordered Jian to remain behind bars after prosecutors described her as a flight risk. Liu, who is not allowed into the country after the pathogen was allegedly discovered in his backpack, remains at large. The FBI Counterintelligence Division conducted the investigation. Fusarium graminearum is responsible for billions of dollars in economic losses worldwide each year. The toxins produced by Fusarium graminearum cause vomiting, liver damage, and reproductive defects in livestock and in humans. U.S. Attorney Jerome Jorgen said in a statement, the alleged actions of these Chinese nationals, including a loyal member of the Chinese Communist Party, are of the gravest national security concerns. The Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it was not aware of the case. Shocking. Quote, the Chinese government has always required Chinese citizens overseas to strictly abide by local laws and regulations, while also safeguarding their legitimate rights and interests in accordance with the law. Mm-hmm. Right. The University of Michigan said it condemns any attacks that seek to cause harm, threaten national security, or blah, 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 blah. I want to share with you what the FBI Director Kash Patel said about this. I'm telling you right now, this should be a wake-up call to everybody that China is going to try again. They are going to try again. They were very successful in COVID. COVID happens. Trump was on track to win re-election in a massive landslide. I know you don't know what you don't know, but by March of 2020, it was obvious America was in great economic shape. The American confidence was back, and the Democrats were about to nominate an old fool named Joe Biden. And this guy was corrupt SOB. But when COVID happened, obviously Trump took the advice of Fauci and Deborah Birx and other people. parts of the economy were shut down much longer than they needed to be, obviously, on the state level, in blue states in particular. And the economic losses in 2020 were massive. And then when everything reopened, everything came roaring back. But then between that and the Hunter Biden laptop, the two greatest examples of election interference we could ever imagine. I mean, the one came from China and the other one came from our own government, which hid the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop, that Joe Biden was a corrupt SOB. Because once COVID hit and Biden's campaign pivoted, they were able to hide him in the basement and betray him as the old guy keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID. And that and they, we know also now that Pfizer, for example, delayed rolling out the vaccine to COVID. Not that it would have worked, but, you know, at the time we didn't know that, till after the election, to not be accused of being political. They didn't want to make Operation Warp Speed seem like a success. So China was very effective, and now we have this trade war with China ongoing. And Matt, can you, do you have Bested from Margaret Brennan? I know we have it on the cut sheet the other day, and I don't know if we ever got to it. But it's probably,
I have it. Just give me a second to pull it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, take your time. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back, and I'll continue on this, because I think it's really important that we dive deep into this. And I do not want to get into a position where we just turn around and pretend like this is no big thing. Because if we had paid closer attention in 2019... maybe we could have done something to prevent COVID. I don't know, but I do know this. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Ammons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division and kitchen remodeling as well. Ammons is not only going to make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb. It will be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements with Ammons. You know you're getting the finest craftsmanship in the industry. And it's all about quality. Quality roofing products, the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. You're also going to have the Anderson windows, the best. And you'll have great people doing a great job for your home. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And 10% off. 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. The loyalty you have for me, for this show, same loyalty Emmons has for me and this show and for you. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com or call them at 856-885-6677. Let Emmons be your go-to contractor, just like Bridget and I have used them in our home for over 10 years, two different homes in over 10 years. They remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom. Bridget loved it. And they've done such great work for me in our new home, replacing skylights and doors, making our home more efficient every step of the way. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we talk about China, you have Bessent by chance? All right, so on Sunday, the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, was talking with Margaret Brennan about this issue of decoupling the United States of America from China. This is why I think China is really in a hurry here to try to pull something, pull a fast one again. I don't think this arrest yesterday at the, or I should say the announcement of the indictment yesterday, I guess these people charged with smuggling in this deadly fungi. I don't think this is a coincidence. Ah, a little stunt you pull, good fool of Corleone. You know, it's there's no such thing as coincidences, as Don Vito Corleone said. I'm a superstitious man. So, yeah, they weren't smuggling it in to study it. They were smuggling it in to do something with it. No doubt about that. But here's what the Secretary of the Treasury said to Margaret Brennan. And it's interesting how she kind of falls right into his trap here with this a little bit. Take a listen. When we play it. Whenever we play it. When we play the clip. When we hit play or turn the volume on or... No? I see just you two looking at each other.
Hold on. I think the board... That... Oh, nice. That pot won't go into program one. Hang
board,
on.
The board...
The board is... Shingad. You know why? Because everything we got around here.
How do you know it's a Fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds.
What? It's a fake.
Yeah, I know what a Fugazi is.
It's a fake. It's a Fugazi. Everything in this friggin' place is a Fugazi. What about now?
Fine. He's bringing it up on my computer.
Vax and scratch.
Fine, I'll have to do that too. You know the thing about this studio?
It was never that great.
Nope, that's why I do it from home. Or Fox News, where I'll be tomorrow, by the way. Just for the record. Just letting you know.
It was never that great.
Now we know. We know, Gov. All right, we got it? All right, go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's intentional. I think that what Secretary Hegseth did was remind everyone that during COVID, China was an unreliable partner. And what we are trying to do is to de-risk. We do not want to decouple, Margaret, but we do need to de-risk, as we saw during COVID, whether it was with semiconductors, medicines, the other products. We are in the process of de-risking.
Making the United States less reliant on China, but at the same
time... Well, and the whole world. The whole world, because what China is doing is they are holding back products that are essential for the industrial supply chains of India, of Europe. And you know, that is not what a reliable partner does.
No, it does not. It does not. No question about it. So, yeah, that's why this is a problem for all of us, and why the president right now is trying to do everything he possibly can to get the world and the EU to move away from being so dependent upon China. That's the issue. And you know what? The vice president of the United States of America is absolutely correct about the fact that we're governed by morons. This is Cut 13 for Vice President J.D. Vance. Take a listen. Uh-oh. Can we not play
one
that?
Thing that is shocking about the prior government, about the government we inherited the White House from, is if I, on January the 21st, in fact, I did ask this question, where are the biggest deficiencies in our supply chains? What are the 100 products that are we're completely reliant on some other entity to make for us? Where are they made, and how hard would it be to onshore that manufacturing? I asked that explicit question, and the answer was, we don't know. Nobody in the prior government had actually asked these very fundamental questions. And so what is so crazy about the hyper-globalized era is that you had these basic questions about the brittleness of our supply chains that were completely uninvestigated by the very people who supported globalizing those supply chains. We were actually governed by complete morons, and we didn't even realize it until the Trump administration started to get underneath the hood of our government.
Yeah, exactly right. And the supply chain issue is something that we got to deal with. Again, here's CNN reporting about this, and CNN breaking news on the subject. Cut five.
Breaking overnight, two Chinese researchers have been charged with smuggling a biological pathogen into the United States that they planned to study at the University of Michigan. According to the complaint filed yesterday, the two brought a fungus described as a, quote, potential agro-terrorism weapon that can cause disease in plants like corn, rice, and barley. According to the FBI, the pathogen is responsible for billions of dollars in economic damage worldwide every year. FBI Director Kash Patel said in a post on X that the case is a sobering reminder that the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, is working around the clock to deploy operatives and researchers to infiltrate American institutions and target our food supply, which would have grave consequences. The affidavit doesn't specify what their intentions were in studying the fungus. The University of Michigan said in a statement Tuesday they strongly condemn any actions that seek to cause harm, threaten national security, or undermine the university's critical public mission.
John? China does not actually make movies and TV shows. What they do is they import movies and TV shows from America. It's why all these American companies are so afraid of China, because they make their money by showing their crappy movies and TV shows on Chinese screens. So when I tell you that the corporate media, ABC is owned by Disney, which is literally owned by China. So it's ABC Disney China. CBS is owned by Paramount. NBC is owned by Comcast. They've got lots of movies and TV shows to show in China on Chinese screens. China doesn't make movies. China doesn't make TV shows. We do. And then we export them over there. That's why their news divisions are very, very leery and always have been about being critical of China. But China commits such intellectual property theft. We talk about this all the time, that now they're even stealing our ideas for how to launch bioweapons. Right. No, I'm not joking about this. This is serious. Just like in Contagion, how then China decided to do exactly like they did in the movie Contagion. Let me read you the connection between flour, the kind of flour you bake bread with, and the show The Last of Us, to prove my point that China even steals our intellectual property when it comes to ideas about global pandemics. In The Last of Us HBO series, the Cordyceps fungus is theorized to have spread initially through contaminated flour. The show suggested the fungus mutated and entered the food supply, particularly flour, leading to a widespread outbreak when people consumed food made with it. Here's a more detailed breakdown. The flour connection. The series heavily emphasizes the flour connection, particularly in the first episode, where Joel and Sarah avoid eating foods made with flour, such as pancakes, biscuits, and cake, on the day of the outbreak. The show establishes Jakarta, a city with a large flour mill, as a potential origin of the outbreak. Notice how they don't use China. They would never. HBO has way too much money to make overseas showing their stuff in China. Fungal contamination. The theory suggests that the fungus contaminated the flour supply, likely through spores of other fungal elements, making it a carrier for the infection. Rapid spread. Once the infected flour was consumed, the fungus rapidly spread through the population, leading to the zombie-like transformations. Now, obviously, in real life, it probably wouldn't be a zombie-like transformation, but people would probably get very, very sick. We'd have to have so much taken off the shelves. It would cause an economic calamity. Like I said, I don't necessarily think people would turn into a fungus people. See, now I'm all confused. Fungus person or fungus people?
Fungus people is what. Yeah.
I don't think we'd become fungus people per se. But you have to throw out all the Bisquick, all the pancakes, all the flour, everything else. That's a whole lot of money. Billions of dollars. And in addition to that, you'd scare people And yeah, people would probably get sick and they develop symptoms that would make them seem like the witches did in Salem. The FBI estimates China's intellectual property theft costs the U.S. economy between $225 billion and $600 billion annually. This encompasses losses from counterfeit goods, pirated software, trade secret hefts, and cyber espionage. And now they're ripping off our freaking virus pandemic shows. The show doesn't explicitly explain how the fungus can survive the cooking process, but it does suggest that even when cooked, the spores can still infect people. And then lastly, it says, while the show's infection is fictional, real-world fungal contamination of flour can still occur and cause illness. And, you know, you have the usual corporate media stories like this one from 2023. Pancakes won't turn you into a zombie, as in HBO's The Last of Us. But fungi and flour have been making people sick for a long time. Well, obviously. I mean, yeah, that's the point. The goal would be, the reason why this is so concerning, is if this can spread into the into the food supply in America and cause billions of dollars of losses and make people very, very sick and contribute to the healthcare problem or the healthcare cost in this country. I mean, by making people sick. And then our government would probably do stupid things like shut down restaurants and diners out of an abundance of caution, not let you buy flour, whatever. Whatever stupidity they can think of, don't discount the ability of people who would come out and say things like,
but for the variant.
Exactly. But for the flour. And then we would have a major problem on our hands. I do not think for a second that this should be discounted. I really don't. And when I tell you that they have no creative ideas and they wind up stealing everything, this is exactly what I mean. So, but Democrats are screaming that we're all going to die of something else. The one big beautiful bill. That's right. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says we're all going to die if we pass the one big beautiful bill. Cut number 8.
And we all know one thing. Donald Trump is just lying about the bill. Lying about the bill. Well, here's the We Are All Going to Die Act.
Here's the We're All Going to Die Act. Not at all dramatic. Not at all. So if you don't become a fungi person, fungus people, I can't figure that one out. Is it fungi person, fungus person, and fungus people both would work?
Yeah, fungus people. Fungi is the organism itself.
By the way, I hope you're getting roasted in the YouTube chat, Matt DeSantis. I really do. I hope you're getting roasted for your freaking Harvard elitist disgusting lasagna.
It was good lasagna.
It was not. There's nothing good about that. I can't get into YouTube for some reason. I'm locked. Why am I locked out?
Did Odyssey lock you out?
Justin, are people making fun of him? Please say yes.
People did make fun of him, yes.
Thank God. It gives me some hope. That gives me some hope.
Ivy League weirdo.
That's what it is. Did you find that?
No, it's just me saying
it. All right, we'll get a drop of that so that we can use it.
We don't need to. We don't have to add that.
No, we definitely do. We need to have that so I can just, you know, play it whenever we need to play it. Chuck Schumer also went on to say that Democrats are against the One Big Beautiful Bill because it kicks 1.4 million illegals off taxpayer-funded Medicaid. He didn't say that specifically, but that's what he was alluding to. Cut number 9.
GOP lawmakers have defended some of their budget bill's Medicaid reforms by highlighting preliminary CBO projections of roughly 1.4 million illegal immigrants losing their coverage under state-funded health programs. Is reducing federal Medicaid payments to states that provide coverage to undocumented immigrants a reform that
Look,
you would support?
The bottom line is this overall bill is so awful. If they want to aim, if they got some specific issues, aim it. Don't just do a meat axe or a chainsaw across the board and cut everything. I don't know if their numbers are accurate. These are GOP numbers, but it doesn't matter.
It's funny. Democrats, we can't get any of their votes. So when you hear conservatives, true conservatives, really talking about how they are against this bill because of all the spending and the deficits and everything else, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul, I get it. I completely get it. The problem is you can't get any Democrats on board with anything. There's nothing that they can do. And on the House side, you're stuck with a lot of Republicans who are never going to go along with the kind of cuts that we need to make here. This is the problem that we are in. We are in this moment of time right now. And yes, it is very, very, very frustrating. frustrating. Is it as frustrating as the future of what could happen if Representative Becca Ballant of Vermont, if her prophecy comes true as President Donald Trump deports all these people? This is cut number 10.
Labor, and of course, we have to come to a place in Congress where it is no longer a political issue, but we see it as an existential issue for the country. If we don't have avenues for people to come here legally to work or to build a home here, I'm going to be really crude right now. We're not going to have anybody around to wipe our asses because we don't have enough people.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know you could hire someone to do that for you. I really didn't. I wasn't aware of that. I mean, there's a lot of things you can hire people to do. Clean your gutters. You can hire people to, but I just didn't know that we actually hire people. And I didn't realize that those were jobs that illegal immigrants were doing. I just didn't know. But you know, you learn something every day in this country. Democrats teach you something new if you're willing to learn. And now you know that without the hard work of migrants, that's the only way who's getting wiped. Or maybe your kids' butts. I don't know. I'm just saying. Now you know. All right. So there you go. But this is the dumbest time we've ever lived in, ever, in the history of ever. I'm telling you right now. I feel like it every single day. Every single day. Well, at least we'll be in Cape May soon. We're going to be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 20th for our next live show. It's going to be a blast, and I would love for you to come out and join us for that. It's going to be so much fun. Our live shows at Cape May are always a blast. So mark your calendar now, June 20th. That's just a couple weeks from Friday. So it's 3 to 7 p.m. You do not need a ticket to come. Just show up. We'll be on the fifth floor ballroom, and you can stay for as long or as little as you like. The bar will be open, and the drinks will be flowing, that's for sure. And hopefully none of us will turn into fun guy. And hopefully we'll manage to somehow still wipe ourselves, regardless of how many people are deported between now and then. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In 2020, Cambridge University estimated that COVID could ultimately set back the global economy by $82 trillion in damages related to the pandemic over 5 years. But China accomplished its goal of getting rid of Donald Trump. That was its goal then. It's China's goal now. And do not think for a second that we can trust them in any way, shape, or form. No chance. The left is nuts, though. They're freaking nuts. But you know what else is crazy? Is this guy who put out a video about how to eat butter. Or a banana. I mean, a banana. So I'm not a banana fan. Just for the right. Like, I find them to be too sweet. But I do enjoy a good banana with peanut butter. Man. You lather some peanut butter on that, baby. Delicious, right?
Ugh, I'm out on bananas altogether. I'm not a picky eater, but that's one food I just will not touch.
Won't go to your banana?
They're gross.
Justin, you?
That's crazy. I love bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas are like my favorite fruit.
I love banana ice cream.
Banana ice cream, banana smoothie, chocolate-covered frozen banana.
Ugh.
You name it, I'm there.
Oh, chocolate-frozen banana. Boom. One of the best desserts ever.
10 out of 10. Perfect.
10 out of 10 dark chocolate-covered banana frozen.
A little bit of walnut, yay or nay?
With or without nuts, I'm going no nuts.
I'm the walnut.
50 cents gets you nuts. Name
there
that show. Arrested Development.
Remember? Yeah.
It's always money in the banana stand.
Yeah.
That was a great show. So we got to give our buddy, the greater Chris, credit for sending us this story of this guy who showed everybody the proper way to eat a banana. And we have the video of this, so if you're watching on our YouTube stream right now at 1210WPHT.com, you can see it. If not, I'll describe it for you. And he is, I mean, this guy makes, as elitist and out of touch as you are, Matt DeSantis, I feel like this guy is your spirit animal.
He's a British etiquette coach.
That's what you're going to be when you grow up, a British etiquette coach.
I don't think so.
All right, we'll take a watch and a listen.
How to eat a banana. Now, we don't pick it up and peel it like a primate. Instead, we use a knife and fork. First, going from one end, cut it off. Then, cut off the other end, turning your knife on its side. Then, score down the skin, peel back, and eat like so.
That's how I imagine Matt ate all his meals at Harvard.
I thought he made some good points.
Of course you did.
I'm just kidding.
You think Matt got dressed up? This guy's wearing a tie and a shirt, and he's got
100%.
A pocket square. And Matt, like, this is how you eat disco fries. You pour the gravy on, you use a fork and a knife. And
I've seen his videos before. His name's William Hansen, and as I mentioned, he's a British etiquette coach, and he actually does have videos of himself eating a whole bunch of different foods, including French fries, and he never uses his fingers. He always uses a fork and knife.
All right, get me a couple more of this guy. I love this guy.
All right, we can get more. There's an endless supply.
See if you can get anything of him with anything Italian.
Pizza. I think he's done pizza. I'll get that one. We can play it later in the show.
All right. He's a British etiquette coach. This is how you burn down the White House. You light kindling around it. It's like what we did in 1812, the War of 1812. I still don't forgive the Brits for that. I never will. I'm sorry, but I hold a grudge. What can I tell you? What can I say? Hey, coming up, we got some great things to talk about. I'm excited to. Our buddy Susan Crabtree is going to talk to us about the latest that's going on. You know, she's got the inside scoop on everything happening at the Secret Service. A little bit later, I got to fly out to California. And I got to chat with the great people at PragerU. I sat down. I was part of PragerU was started by Dennis Prager, and you know, Dennis's health is not great, but PragerU continues on now. Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire hosts the PragerU Book Club, and my buddy Jeff Travis, he's a Delaware guy, he's a local, he's a fan of the show, he's part of the Zeoli Army. His mom, Judy Travis, is actually the head of the Republican Club down there in Delaware, so I'm going to be speaking to them in a couple weeks, as a matter of fact. I'm excited for that. But anyway, I flew out to California, I did the PragerU Book Club, and PragerU, they sent me a copy of I book their Trailblazer series. It's all about getting young people early on to learn the right way, the truth about America, and to understand our history and to not brainwash them the way that public education has done. That's the goal, really, of PragerU. So we're going to talk to the creative director of PragerU, and I'm excited for that, the kids' creative director for PragerU. And I've got a great book idea that I'm actually in the middle of pitching them right now, believe it or not, which I think is going to be a home run. I'll tell you all about that as well. So we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up, and a little bit later in the show, maybe we can answer the conversation that is lingering, or the question that's lingering on everybody's minds, which is whether or not we're going to get the truth about what they're telling us regarding these cuts on DOGE, and whether or not the Democrats are just complete liars, or whether or not the Republicans are actually going after Medicaid. We'll try to get some answers on that for you. Plus, Apple TV out with the latest show meant to indoctrinate and brainwash your children. I've got the trailer. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.